couple of weeks ago, we reported on Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visiting Bear Arms Boutique. That's a firing range in Mequon that offers veterans and others secure storage of guns if owners want the weapon temporarily out of their home. Similar programs are also offered at dozens of other Wisconsin gun shops, thanks to some work housed at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Mark Flower is a veteran peer specialist at the Captain John D. Mason Peer Outreach Program. Flower told WUWM's Chuck Kornbach about the Live Today, Put It Away effort, beginning with Flower's view of the risk of veterans using a gun to commit suicide.
What I do have is a concern that sometimes we choose suicide and our firearms are the most familiar thing, I guess you can say, for us veterans, because we go do things with them. And unfortunately, we choose that method more than normal, everyday civilians, I guess you could say.
You're trained on, many people are trained on gun use.
Yeah, so I'd say most of us probably own some, at least one, probably some more than that.
And suicide by gun, there are hundreds of cases apparently in Wisconsin every year. What is your group trying to do to reduce that figure, at least for veterans?
In the scope of our Live Today, Put It Away program, that's just another tool in a toolbox for someone to go, okay, I need to get my firearm out of my house for a period of time.
Tell me more about Live Today, Put It Away.
That's what we call our program. So it's a secure storage program where we have 58 different gun shops at this point throughout the state of Wisconsin are part of our program. We actually have 8 now. Law enforcement organizations are also part of our program. The whole idea there is just another opportunity for someone to go, I'm having a thing. I would like to get these out of my house. And maybe he doesn't trust his family, or he doesn't trust friends, or just whatever. So in a sense, it's a deal between the firearm owner and the gun shop. And they just kind of put together a small contract, and they say, can you hold these for 90 days? And then after 90 days, they can come back and get their firearm back.
Bear Arms in Mequon charges $5 a month. Is that sort of a typical fee?
Some charge, some don't. Some think a little skin in the game is good. Others just do it. That's kind of up to the gun shop.
I've heard the term cooling off period used as something this secure storage would provide. Do you agree with that term, or how would you describe it?
Oh, I don't know. It's just someone realizing they just need to be away from their firearm for a minute because of whatever thing is going on.
Could you give a typical example? Is it economic pressure? Is it what?
It can be economic. It can be social. It can be anything. Divorce, job loss. It could be a combination of things that where it could then spark the mental health side of things.
What do you recommend, first of all, veterans do while their gun is being stored at a secure location? Is there also programs to help them get any financial or counseling assistance?
Well, yeah. I mean, we hope they go get better, which is the whole idea, the secure storage idea. Someone puts them in there and they're having a thing, they go get that thing fixed, whatever that thing may be. But when they're done, they come back and get their firearm. Because who am I to judge if he's better or not, or anybody else for that matter?
What about gun safes? Not secure storage away from the home, but more use of gun safes. Could that be a positive in this area?
Well, that could be a positive in the scope of maybe family members finding it and accidentally something happening. But if it's the owner that's having that thing, well, it's just, he's got the combination.
We've been talking about veterans, of course, but there's many other gun owners out there. Do you hope that the secure storage effort might appeal to non-veterans as well?
I would hope so. Part of the idea is to prove that it works, and we've had examples of it working. It's a relatively new thing. The Armory Project down in Louisiana, they're doing kind of the same kind of work, and it's beginning to look like it does make a difference. But again, it's all voluntary. No one can make anybody do anything. And no one can keep your firearms from you when you want to go get them back.
Mark Flower is a veteran peer specialist at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's an Army veteran and part of the Southeastern Wisconsin Veteran Suicide Prevention Task Force. Flower spoke with WUWM's Chuck Kornbach.